Welcome. On behalf of Teach 613 and the Shmiras HaLoshon program, we welcome you to part 1 of 120. Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, known to us as the Chafetz Chaim, was an enormous Talmud Chacham. His Sfarim cover all areas of Halacha Jewish law and Hashkafa Jewish attitudes. He wrote the Mishneh Berurah, the Likutei Halachos, and Avas Chesed, among others. But his Sfarim in Shmiras HaLashon are the Sfarim by which he is most well known to us. And it's those Sfarim of Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon by which he created a lifelong crusade based on the Pasuk, Mi Ha'ish HaChafetz Chaim, who is the person who loves life, Ohev Yamim Liros Tov, and wants to see good, Nitzor Lushon Chomei Ra, David HaMelech says, let him guard his tongue from speaking evil. The Chafetz Chaim traveled the entire Jewish world of his time, peddling his Sfarim, speaking and encouraging observance of proper speech. In the Hakdama, in the introduction, he explains why. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, that gave us mitzvahs. His entire intent was Rak Litova Seinu, only for our good. Shal Yidei Zeh, that through the mitzvahs Nihye Kedoshim Elov, we can be holy and close to Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shaol Meimach, what is Hashem asking of you? He's asking you, L'tov lach, for your own good, to elevate you, to make your life in this world and the next world more pleasant and more elevated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us about Torah and mitzvahs, Ki lekach tov nosati lachem, I have taken goodness, I have given it to you. That's Torah. Torasi al ta'azovu, he warns us, do not forsake the Torah, which is something that is likely to happen if, chas v'shalom, God forbid, we don't learn, we don't strategize, we don't make efforts to preserve Torah knowledge and Torah observance, we run the risk of ta'azovu, of forsaking it. In particular, the Chafetz Chaim writes, the mitzvah of Shmiras HaLashon should be in the forefront of the Jew's awareness. Because, based on the Gemara, as the Chafetz Chaim writes, Lebesof Yimei Bayis Sheni, at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, Govra Sinas Chinam V'Lashon Hara, there was a tremendous increase of unwarranted hatred and Lashon Hara, speaking badly about other Jews, Beinenu, amongst our nation. Uba'avur zeh, and because of this, Necharav Habayis, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'galinu me'artzenu, and we were exiled. And it's not hard to understand the message, because Hashem doesn't give us a Beis HaMikdash because any one person has a great relationship with him, with Hashem. Hashem gives us a Beis HaMikdash because we as a nation have a great relationship with Hashem. And if we as a nation can't relate to each other and are coming to Hashem as individuals and not as a united nation, then as the Mefarshim say, we don't deserve a Beis HaMikdash. Since the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Anu mitzapim umispalalim, we constantly wait and we daven that it should come close, that time which we were promised that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and there will be an ingathering of the exiles. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin relates that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi questioned, when would Mashiach come? And he was told, Hayom im bekolo tishmon, even today, if you listen to Hashem's voice. One approach is that indeed the Beis HaMikdash was meant to be destroyed and the exile was meant to endure for one day, a day of Hashem, which is 1,000 years of earthly years. And that's one approach, to which the Chafetz Chaim writes, that means we're more than 800 years that the day has already expired, and we would be ready to return if we were worthy of it. It is up to us, because we are not allowing Hashem to dwell His Shekhinah in our midst as a nation, as a unified people. Each person may be saintly, may be great, but as a tzibur, as a unified nation, if there's still sinas chinam, if there's still lashon hara, if there's still fighting, then we cannot consider ourselves successfully as a tzibur. Our homework, therefore, is to think of strategies to refrain from lashon hara, but also to strategize and to create unity and a stronger tzibur, so that we can be zocha, we can merit hashroas hashechina, Hashem's presence, to be among us. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.